Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, come snow or even the dead of winter, is of little consequence when it comes to bagging especially desirable garden seeds, as Lisa Brotz tells us in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Word on the street a couple of Sundays ago was that the winter storm of the century, the snowpocalypse, if you will, was bearing down on our little square of the Midwest. You wouldn't have known it at the seed swap being held that afternoon in Urbana's Lincoln Square, though. This year's swap was our third annual. A group of us in the neighborhood, calling ourselves Block by Block Cooperation, decided to get a swap going in 2009, mainly as a way to stave off the February blahs and to trade seeds. But it's become so much more than that. Ryan Griffiths and Sarah Ross have helped organize the swap since the beginning.
An initial impetus for it was just getting out and seeing people and starting to think about spring, but also realizing that if you were going to start things from seed, a lot of things have to be started much earlier, but it can be hard to get motivated when there's still snow on the ground. So I think when you're out seeing other people and exchanging ideas and knowledge about seeds, it's a bit of a push to be like, oh yeah, I need to get this stuff started. I need to get my lights on. I need to get the seeds in soil.
But if I remember correctly, we sort of got together and thought about, you know, this. We had this place that we can now grow things, and we were talking with other neighbors like yourself and wondering how do you get things started, and that there's a couple of things that's sort of amazing about the seed swap is that plants give you way more than you really need. You know, there's a lot of seeds per one plant, and so it was a way to share resources. Buying plants from start can be expensive, and it was also a way to share knowledge, to meet new people, and sort of build or continue to build what is already an interesting culture of people here in this town that are doing all kinds of activities related to gardens and foods and thinking about, you know, the health and wealth of their bodies and their community.
The first seed swap we did featured speakers. Kit Condell of Revolution Seeds came and talked about the importance of seed saving, among other things, and I did a brief demonstration of how to set up grow lights for early season seed starting. I think people were okay with having speakers, but after we presented our presentations and people finally got started swapping seeds, it was clear that that's what they'd come for, the hanging out and the talking to each other and the trading of stuff. We changed it up for the following year's swap.
The second and third year, we didn't have a specified speaker, but instead invited people to sort of set up info tables. And so last year, we had someone who cut potato eyes and talked about starting potatoes. We also had people, someone who had information on beekeeping, and somebody who came from one of the cooperative houses here in Urbana and talked about fruit trees in Urbana. So that was an exciting thing.
Another big change this year? Not having the swap on Super Bowl Sunday. Seriously, our attendance last year, vigorous at first, took a serious dive as the afternoon went on. Anyway, the swap's visitors aren't your stereotypical gardeners. They're young people and elder people, men and women, expert and novice. Some of them browse, some are super organized. This year, from my spot staffing an information table, I watched a guy in his 20s, dressed like it was casual Friday at work rather than a lazy Sunday afternoon, methodically and thoroughly go through every seed packet on each of the three tables. He had a box for his seeds, complete with a filing system and a checklist, and he was at the swap for its entirety 3 hours, and he barely spoke with anyone. Talk about focused. I also helped a woman in her 60s get some information about keeping backyard chickens, and our friend and fruit tree expert JP talked with kids and their parents about planting pawpaw trees.
The first year, I had no idea what to expect in terms of who would show up. It was hard for me to imagine anybody who wasn't just like us showing up. But I think that was quickly, you know, my myth about there would just be people like us showing up was dispelled. And there was a pretty big range generationally and where people were coming from and their interest in things. And, you know, there were older people who were interested in gardening who didn't always know that much. And then there were older people who were extremely knowledgeable about all kinds of things that they had been doing for years and years. And then there were younger people who showed up who knew tons and had been become really invested in doing sort of rigorous home gardening. And then there were young people like us who were just learning and didn't really know that much. And so it really ran the gamut.
Several master gardeners came by armed with seeds, giving the swap's usually weak flower seed inventory a boost. Some people brought bags of heirloom bean and sweet corn seeds they'd collected from their own gardens last year. Others just brought seeds they didn't use the year before. This is okay because seeds are usually viable for at least a few years if they're stored properly. There was an abundance of squash and melon seeds, as well as seeds for different types of lettuce. Tomatoes, though, it was a down year, at least for the seeds. No one's sure why. Late winter seed swapping as beneficial social event is catching on. Sarah knows of one swap that just had its second annual event in Carbondale, Illinois, inspired by a visit to that first one in Urbana in 2009. Ryan wants to see Urbana swap become more of an influence in the local gardening community. He hopes to reach out more to groups that have community or school gardens, maybe bringing swap activities to areas served by these gardens to facilitate participation. For Sarah, it just felt excellent this year to know that people appreciate the swap, that they look forward to it and mark it on their calendars and tell their friends about it.
At this year's seed swap, I did overhear these two people talking about they had been coming from the first year and that they just thought it was an amazing event and a real opportunity to share and to learn. So that was kind of exciting and affirmed that we should continue to do it.
Well, I love my seed catalogs and plan to seriously get into them next week. There's just nothing more fun for this garden geek anyway in late January or February than swapping seeds and sharing gardening information. Well, except maybe the snowpocalypse.
Lisa Brock's stories can also be heard on our website, willag.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.